Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. Retail media networks are rapidly becoming one of the most profitable areas of retail, and loyalty programs are now the engine powering that growth. With richer first-party data, clearer identity resolution, and deeper insights into shopper preferences, retailers can deliver far more targeted and measurable advertising across their RMNs. Today, we're joined by Shauna Wager, Managing Director in our Enterprise Business Solutions Group, to explore how loyalty data and retail media intersect, why this combination is so compelling for both retailers and consumers, and what it takes to build a program and a tech stack that truly unlocks the value. Welcome back, Shauna.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Awesome. Shauna, can you start with a quick overview of how loyalty data and RMNs intersect, and why is this becoming so powerful for retailers?
Absolutely. So loyalty data and RMMs are kind of like the ultimate power couple. On their own, they're strong, but together they create this incredible dynamic loop of insight, action, and measurement. They give retailers something you just can't buy, an open market where consistent, high-quality first-party data is actually tied to a human, not a cookie, not a probabilistic guess, but an actual person with preferences. So why it matters is that they're finally able to reach people at the right time with the right message and see whether it worked or not. And this is in real time.
So what is the value proposition to retailers? And then maybe if you can touch on the consumer as well, of implementing a loyalty-enhanced retail media network.
Sure. Yeah. For retailers, loyalty enhanced RMNs are high margin and high precision. They're selling outcomes, not just impressions, not just media pieces. It's better targeting. It means better performance and bigger advertising budgets. And it's a closed loop network. So it really works out well for the retailer. For consumers, the value is relevance and convenience. Helpful personalization feels like you buy dog food every 6 weeks, want to reorder. Creepy is the expansion of that, which is we saw you walk past the bacon 3 times. We don't want the creepy, but we do want the value. The best systems stay on the helpful side.
Right. So understand that they want to be helpful. And I think everyone is looking for strong loyalty. So what does a good loyalty program look like in today's environment, keeping RMN in mind?
Yeah, so a good loyalty program feels like a friendly barista a bit, attentive, but not overbearing. So understanding preferences without going that extra step, like not going too far, balanced communication, a clear value exchange. I'm serving this up because I know it's valuable to you, but I'm not pushing you. Personalized but respectful. Rewards tied to timing and frequency. So it's super relevant. Strong first-party data foundation, identity resolution, clean structured data, and a smoothly integrated stack on the retail side, on the retailer side, so that we're getting that data in real time. When the timing feels right, it feels magical. Like the shopper who always bought mint chocolate chip ice cream on Friday got a gentle discount reminder when she skipped the week, and that made her feel good because she's like, oh, I love mint chocolate chip ice cream. I'm going to go buy that.
Right. Yeah. Unless she was on a diet that week and decided she's going to skip her ice cream.
And it's like, oh.
You mentioned data stacks. What does a strong tech stack look like for retailers integrating RMNs with loyalty data?
So it should feel seamless, not like 10 or 12 tools duct taped together. So you've got to have a strong customer data platform because data is central to this. It's the intelligence layer. Some people call it the spine, but that is the biggest piece. And then identity resolution as plumbing. Real-time offer engine ad tech for on-site, off-site, and CCTV type stuff, and closed-loop measurement with super clean APIs. And we cannot forget privacy and governance layers. Those are so important. And I think sometimes they get underscored because people get so excited about the rest of the tech that they forget, oh yeah, we have to have the right permissions and the right policies in place.
Definitely. So do you see any emerging best practices for whether it's transparency or consent, or data minimization in this new era of RMN targeting?
Yeah, you know, we see emerging best practices from transparency, consent, and data minimization. I think if you talk about where we are right now, we're in a moment that feels really like early email marketing. Back in the day, people were blasting messages left and right like confetti with no rules, right? And then along came CASEL, GDPR, CCPA, and they showed up like the chaperones, the very stern chaperones saying, okay, everybody, the party's over. This is how we're going to operate now. And we're seeing that same thing kind of come about here. Like there's no way right now governance is able to catch up to AI, but it's trying. And we are seeing best practices emerging. And unlike back in the email era, when it was kind of the wild, wild west, what we're seeing is people are kind of self-imposing those rules. So clear human transparency, purpose-driven data collection, strong opt-in and opt-out, guardrails around that AI and safe measurement environments. And the reason that they're doing it, they're kind of self-governing, is because of the relationship of trust and transparency with the client. We know if we alienate the client, that's our base, right? And so, you know, if we're talking about consumers and we violate their trust, and so many data breaches, et cetera, are happening right now, and it's such a fragile line that if you self-govern, you really earn that trust with the consumer.
Absolutely. So looking ahead, how do you see the combination of RMNs and loyalty programs reshaping the future of retail advertising and really customer engagement?
Yeah. So one, it's exciting, but the future is intuitive, supportive personalization, advertising that feels more like an assistant or a suggester standing right beside you. One shopper checking out with Taco Night's ingredients was actually my daughter. Got a reminder, don't forget the tortillas. She was like, that's weird. But she did run back and get tortillas. So it's very interesting how some of these things can happen. But RMNs plus loyalty will deliver moment-based personalization, which is one of the most important keys, seamless channel continuity, and better member value. So the value we cannot emphasize that enough, because when we look at a relationship, it's the unspoken. The value is the most important part of it. I think AI enhanced shopping that is genuinely going to be helpful. So we're going to see more AI in this. Again, it's going to be tipped towards the value it brings to the consumer.
And value is what it's all about in today's environment. Shona, thank you so much for joining us and really helping us break down how loyalty programs are strengthening retail media networks in today's AI-driven environment. As retailers look ahead, the integration of RMNs and loyalty signals will play a defining role in the future of ad relevance and customer engagement. Thank you for tuning in today, and don't forget to come back next week for more retail insights and evolutions. And remember, as loyalty-enhanced RMNs continue to evolve, the real advantage comes from turning data into a meaningful connection. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.